This week's Parsha Sra'ei, Kapitel Yud Beis, Posuk Dalet, Posuk Hei, Loisasun Kein Lashem Elekeichem, Ki Ima Lamoko Ima Sheivcha Hashem Elekeichem Mikol Shifteichem, Vosumes Shemoi Shom, Lishich Noisidrishu Voso Shoma. You shall not do this to Hashem, your God. Ki, rather, in Malamokoim, only at the place that Hashem, your God, will choose from among all of your Shvatim to place His name there, shall you seek out His presence and come there. The previous Psukim contain a command for Klal Yisrael to destroy and uproot all of our desire from Eretz Yisrael. The Torah then tells us, don't do the same thing to your Hashem, our God. What is chat in this pasuk? The pasuk needs to tell us this. Certainly we would not have thought that the same way we have to destroy by the Zohar, maybe, perhaps, you to destroy the Mishkan, the place where the Shechinah rests. Chas v'shalom. What is the pasuk chat in the pasuk? Additionally, the word loy sasun, the word sasun, the extra seems to be an extra endonym. Sasu is a Lashon Rabbah Moreri. What is this endonym at the end adding? Rashi says, loy sasun kein Hashem alikeicham, you shall not do this, means that we are not to bring karbonos to Hashem wherever we choose. Loy sasun kein. Rather, only in the place designated by Hashem. Another Pshari says, you shall break apart the Mizbeichais, the altars of the Avodah Zarah, and you shall obliterate their names. But you shall not do this to Hashem your God. It is a prohibition, it is an Isser upon Klal Yisrael, then not to erase the name of Hashem or break apart even a single stone from the Mizbeach or the Azara. Rabbi Yishmael said, could it possibly enter your mind that Klal Yisrael will break apart our Mizbeachos? Rather, the Pasuk cautions us not to imitate the deeds of the Canaanim, whereby our Averus would cause the Mikdash of our forefathers to be destroyed. As I say to Mashi, so it's not actually that we're going to break it apart, the Rishmol says, but rather we're going to follow in their ways and cause it to be destroyed, as if we're doing it with our hands. Chas v'shalom, we're not doing it by pile, but unfortunately through our averus and our sins against the Rabbeinu Shalom, we're causing it. It's as if we're doing it. Shteitin Karen David. Why does Rabbi Yishmael say that averus caused the destruction of our Ovis, the Mikdash, as opposed to saying our Mikdash, or Hashem's Mikdash? What? That's ours, yeah. Our forefathers, the Ovis started it, but why are we stressing it here? The Gemara in Psochim, Andaf Peiches Amin Aleph says, Aram Avinu called the Mokoim, that place, Ha! Yitzchak called it Sodeh. And Yaakov called it Bias. The Ovis HaKadoshim davened there, and that caused it to be a worthy place for a Mikdash Hashem. Klal Yisrael's sins brought about the destruction of the Mikdash. Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us that a place is not inherently Kadosh. It doesn't work like that. Rather, the place is Kadosh because the Kedusha, the Ovis HaKadoshim implanted there. We have to know this Yisrael. Kedusha comes from what Klal Yisrael, what the Avos HaKadoshim is saying. That's what gave the Kedusha to that Mokim. Avraham Avinu called the Har, Yitzchak saw the Avraham Yaakov Bayis. They were the ones that implanted the Kedusha. Kever Rochel is a big machoikis. Some say that Kever Rochel, Rochel Imenu, what we call Kever Rochel, Rachel Imenu is not really even buried there. According to others, she's buried there 100%, but the way the kever is, there still is not tumah, the shayla of tumah, if a kohen is allowed to go there. ask your local Orthodox rabbi. But on the side that Rachel Imenu is talking not there, is there, would there be any reason to go and daven there? And the answer is yes. Because even if Rachel Imenu is not there, there are so many hundreds of thousands, some millions of tefillos that were said in that mokrim. That gives it kedusha. That is what creates kedusha. When the yidden go there and you have tzaddikim and not tzaddikim also, they come with kavana, they put kedusha into their mokrim. The Ramban says, Rabbi Yishmael's words are, it's an agadic allusion derived from the pasuk. However, according to Chazal, this pasuk teaches us that it is prohibited to erase the name of Hashem. You're not allowed to erase the name of Hashem. The Agad the Kala says, the pasuk comes teaches that we should not imitate others in performing our mitzvahs. Do not do Cain, like them. When one imitates another in his performance of his mitzvahs, he's devaluing the mitzvahs. One has to carry the Ribono Shel'Olam's will because he wants to follow the Ratzon Hashem with a deep personal conviction. Not because others are doing it, not because others are going to see he's doing it, but because he wants to follow the Ratzon Hashem. The Chozer Melublin says, if one is Chas V'Shalom afflicted by a Tzorah, he can daven to Hashem that the Tzorah should go away. That's what he says. But perhaps, he says, maybe you're not allowed to. The Ribono Shel'Olam gave this person a tzorah. Perhaps it is the Ratzon Hashem that this person should have a tzorah. So why are you doubting it should go away? Dr. Chozer Melublin, Loisasun Cain, do not say yes. Cain, yes. Do not say Cain to the decrees of Hashem. Rather, if one is afflicted with a tzorah, he must storm the gates of Shemayim and beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu to annul the decree. They say from Reb Chaim that every midah has a little bit of every midah, except for maybe kas, but a little bit of every midah. He says, where is the ka'ain, a midah of being a kofer? He says this is chas v'shalom, if someone is sick, someone is in a tzorah, mokim tzorah, maybe Baruch Hashem wants. No, that's that, again, chas v'shalom, it's not clear. But the ke'ein, that midah, you should say, no, the Baruch Hashem, this is what's happening, but he wants me to daven for keret, that's what he wants. He wants me to daven. Chassam Sofer says, l'shich noisid yishu, uvas v'shalom. You shall seek out his presence and come there. It seems to be written in the improper order. It should say, first you're going to come there and then seek him out. You can't seek him out and not, you have to first go there. The Gemara in Shabbos in Daf Kuf Dalet says, if one comes forward, if one comes forward and attempts to purify himself, he is helped. The pasuk is teaching us that if one searches out the Shechina, l'shich noisid yishu, if you give a little, just a little bit, show that you want, and then with the help of the Ribono Shel'Olam, u'baso shama, you will make it there. So you have to show, you have to take the first step, l'shich noisid yishu, and then you talk b'zeicha to u'baso shama. It says in the Teferet Shlema, this pasuk provides us with a formula to be zeicha to the geula shleima. We have to yearn for an attachment to the Shechina and for the Beis Hamikdash to be rebuilt for the geula to come. It says in the Imri Emes, the pasuk first uses a lashon rabim, tidrishu, and ends using a lashon uvas hashama, and you will come there, lashon yachid. The destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was due to machloikis amongst Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael were a rabbin. When the rabbin will be transformed into one, uvas hashama, as achdus, Klal Yisrael will come, the time of geula will have arrived. It says in the Meloi HaOmer, quotes a pasuk in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, when David HaMelech was digging wells, the underground waters burst forth and threatened to flood the world. Achitofel suggested that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows his name to be erased to make peace between a man and a woman. We know by the Saita that the Rebbeinu Shalom's name is erased with parchment and put into the water, and the Isha drinks it. Surely, if the Rebbeinu Shalom allowed it, his name to be erased, to make Shalom ben Ish Leishtoi, surely he would allow his name to be erased here to bring peace to all of humanity and stop the flooding. Our pasuk comes to qualify where one is allowed to erase the name of Hashem. One may erase the Shein Hashem for a Seita, and in the case of David, but only Asher Yivchar. The pasuk says, Ki Yimel Amokam Asher Yivchar Hashem Lekeifim. In the place that he shall choose, which place is that? The Beis HaMikdash. Well, that's what the Melech was digging. The Chassan Sefer says, and one may have thought that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Klal Yisrael to destroy all of the Avodah Zarah is that he should be the only one. But it's awesome, Kein Hashem Lekechem. We should not destroy Avodah Zarah for the benefit of Hashem, our God. Rather, Lasum Shemay Sham, we have to destroy all of Avodah Zarah so that the land should be pure land with the Shekhinah caress, which will be to our benefit, not to the Shekhinah's. Of course, it's the Shekhinah's benefit, but that's the point. We have to make for ourselves a Mokim Kodesh. The Kleoker says, Avodah Zarah do not bring covet to the place they are in. Rather, their place is what affords them covet. That's what Avodah Zarah is. It's nothing. However, regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our God, like Loisasim came like Hashem Lekechem, he chooses a place to rest his Shekhinah and not us. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Iker while the place is the Tafel. Not like Avodah Zarah. Loisasim came, he's saying is that we don't have the option. But when the Shekhinah comes, the Shekhinah makes the Mokim Kodesh. Like we said, our tefillos make the Mokim Kodesh, the Shekhinah makes the Mokim Kodesh. As opposed to Avodah Zarah, which is Pum Fakert. It says in the Oyel Torah, we must not perform the mitzvahs of Hashem by rote. Rather, we must properly prepare before performing our actions. It says in the Kehilas Yaakov, from Shlomo Kluger, Aset Aset Kol Tvuah Zaracha Hayotzi Es Hadesh Hanashana. You shall tie the entire crop of your planting, the produce of the field, year by year. The Sifri says, Shana Shana, the Pasuk says the double Lashon of Shana Shana. We learn from this double Lashon that one is not allowed to take Meiser from one year's crop to another. But Derech Remez, we can say that the Pasuk is alluding to Chodesh Elul, Dr. Shlomo Kluger. Just as one must give a tenth of all he receives from the Rebbeinu Shel'Olam, so he must give a tenth of his days and make them Kodesh Lashem. The month of Nisan is Kadosh, and therefore we do not say Dachman. Tishrei has Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Sukkot, a month full of Kedusha. So 2 months a year, no Dachman, the month of Kedusha. We're left with 10. We need to give a tenth of that to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. 1 month a year. Hayotzei Asad, the one who goes out to work, Shana Shana, must give Maisa of that year. That year, not a different year, that year. He should give Chodesh El to the Rebbeinu Shalom as Meiser. Now we understand what the Pasuk is telling us, that we should not do so. Loisasun Kein Hashem Alekeichem. And what is this Loisasun, the Endenun? The Goyin says, the Vilna Goyin says, all the letters of the Aleph Beis have partners, except for two. The Hey and the Nun. The Aleph has a partner Tes, the Beis Ches, the Gimel Zayin, the Dalet Vav, the Hey is left without a partner. Same thing with the Nun, right in the middle, no partner. Those Loisis represent the Achdus of Hashem, the oneness of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There is a Nun at the end of the word Tasun, to remind us the oneness of Hashem. Loisasun Kein Hashem Alekeichem. We have to destroy Avodah Zarah for our own sake. We must not perform mitzvahs with the thought that we are doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu a favor. We're not doing him a favor. We're doing ourselves a favor. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is one without us. It is for our benefit to eradicate Avodah Zarah so that we should be zoicha to have the Shekhinah rest amongst us. We need to do all that we can to forge an everlasting relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The month of Elul is coming. It is one that we should be mekadosh for the Rebbeinu Shalom. We must work on performing mitzvahs and learning Torah with thought and feeling. Actions of love, of ahava, bring us close to the Rebbeinu Shalom. We have to start preparing for the Yemei Adin. We should not be zeicha to eradicate the tumah of the world and have the Beis Hamikdash be rebuilt so that the Shechina can taka rest amongst us once again. A little bit later in the parasha, the pasuk says, "Pasuk Chaf, Kapitel Yudei, Pasuk Chaf." Ki yarchev Hashem alikecha es gevul chaka shadi belach v'amarta oichol basar ki se'ave nafshechol ochol basar v'chol avas nafshechot oichol basar. When Hashem, your God, will broaden your boundary as He spoke to you, and you say, "I will eat meat," for if you will have a desire to eat meat, to your heart's entire desire, v'chol avas nafshechot oichol basar, you may eat meat. The Torah says that one can eat meat even if it is not being brought as a carbon. Rashi explained that the pasuk is teaching us that one should only indulge in luxuries, like eating meat, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu broadens the person's boundaries, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables him to afford the luxury. What is pshat in these words? B'chol avas nashachot echabasa. One can eat meat if he has a desire. Why else does one eat meat? Because he has a desire. What is the pasuk telling us? And then the pasuk says, one can eat to his heart's entire desire. What's entire desire? He may eat the whole entire. He has his desire. He has a desire to eat. This is entire. This is his whole life. Meat. The Ben Ish Chai says, is it W-Dua? He says, the Torah is called Basar. The Gemara in Erevin of Chaf Aleph says, quote the pasuk, "Kehelas v'lag harbe yigias Basar," and much study is weariness of the Basar, of the flesh. The Gemara learns from this pasuk that one who studies the words of the Torah HaKadosha tastes the flavor of meat. What does that mean? Rashi explains that each time one reviews his chazad over his Torah, it tastes like meat and never becomes stale, as I state in Rashi. The body of a person receives pleasure from gashmius meat, while the nefesh of a person receives pleasure from ruchnius meat. What's ruchnius meat? Divrei Torah. It says in the Medrash, Ve'ikir Rabba, quoting a pasuk in Tehillim, Chashavti Yochai Vashirali Alei Deisecha, I consider my ways and return my feet to your testimonies. David HaMelech will say, each morning I will go to the orchard and I will go to this bathhouse. On his way he would pass the Beis HaMedrash, he would slip into the Beis HaMedrash and occupy himself in the study of the Torah Kedoshah. Vo'amarta achlobos oichlobosar. For desires of Gashmius, you shall say, making the Ben Chai making a diak in the pasuk, and you shall say, I will eat meat. One should try to act as David HaMelech. Say, talk. I'm going to go to the orchard. I'm going to go to the bathhouse. I'm going to eat meat. And you should be satisfied with just saying words. One should try to avoid it by performing mitzvahs and learning Torah instead. Then slip into Torah. However, when the nefesh of a person desires the ruchnius, he's talking about the ruchnius desires, not the physical, then one should not say that. Rather, he should say lecha basa. He should actually perform the actions and learn the Torah HaKadosh without barriers. So Ramarta Echol Basar, then it says, that's when you should eat it. You should say it, talking about by the Gashmias and the Ruchnias, eating of desire should be fulfilled. The Shachal Torah says, Oichlo Basar is in a treken for any Kedai Lilmoya Torah Bishvil She'eni Roi. One may say it is not worthwhile for me to learn the Torah because I am not worthy. One should learn any Torah which his heart desires, even a lower level of Torah. What is a lower level of Torah? Torah Shalai Lishma. One who learns Torah Shalai Lishma will ultimately reach the higher level of learning Torah Lishma. So even if you're going to start off learning Torah Shalai Lishma, It's kedai because you get to the higher level of Torah Lishma. Ksav Sefer says, when it says, I will eat meat, which presumably means the person desires to eat meat. Why does the Torah need to say, if you will have a desire? It says, I will eat meat. He obviously has a desire. He says, I will eat meat. He's not going in the pshat of the Ben Ishchai. So what does it mean? Although the Rabbanan Shalom permitted the eating of meat, the purpose is for one to strengthen his body. Each person should eat what he feels makes his body strong and healthy. However, there are those who eat meat only because of desire for it, and they eat it in excess, which causes physical harm to themselves. This type of eating meat is prohibited. It's aser. If one's intellect tells him to eat meat, then he can eat the meat which he desires, enough meat to make him strong and healthy. It says in the Me'ah Shiloyach, in the Pasuk, keeps on going, you shall not eat the camel, the hare, the hyrax, the pig. The amida that one must always attach himself to. Emuna will be talking begamisha badas. Chewing the cud, one of the simonim of a kosher animal, is meramis of the amida of emuna and bitachin. The split hood, the meramis of the amida of yishuv hadas, peace of mind, which means not following after one's desires. Attaches up peace of mind. Yishuv hadas means not following after one's desires. Having emuna without yishuv hadas is not real emuna. The animals which are prohibited are meramis to midas, which one must keep away from. The camel represents a lavish spender. The hare is chutzpah, and the hyrax is laziness. These animals appear to have emuna, yet they do not have the yishuv hadas. The pig is the opposite. The chazir is the exact opposite. It has yishuv hadas. It has the split hooves, but it has no emunah and bitachon. We have to strengthen ourselves in emunah and bitachon as well as in our yishuv hadas. The Noyam Migodim says, when Klal Yisrael were in the midbar, they were only allowed to eat meat if it was a carbon. They were now poised to enter Eretz Yisrael, a place where everyone would not be able to bring korbanos regularly, because they would be far away from the Beis Hamikdash. The Torah allows Klal Yisrael to eat meat even if it is not from a carbon. The Gemara in Beya says, Shammai HaZakeinu would always eat Lekovit Shabbos. When he found a choice animal during the week, he would say, this is for Shabbos, Zeluk Shabbos. When he'd find an even nicer animal, he'd say, this one is for Shabbos. And would eat the first one, because now he has a second one, which is nicer for Shabbos. By his eating the first one, he now needed a new animal for Shabbos. So he would purchase the nicer one for Shabbos. Chazal say that all of Shammai HaZakeinu's days he ate L'Kovit Shabbos. We learn from Shammai that even when we are not eating a carbon, our eating can be a mitzvah. Shammai ate all week L'Kovit Shabbos. This one is for Shabbos. And then he would eat it and he would say, oh, he'd find the nice one and say, this one is L'Kovit Shabbos. But he constantly, that by eating his first one, he had the second one, then the next one, they were all, because each one, his whole focus was L'Kovit Shabbos, it was all elevated, all of his eating was elevated to high levels of ruchnius. It said in the Sefer HaMagid, see, I present before you today a bracha and a klala. A little bit later it says, Bechart v'chayim, and you shall choose life. The Chaim Tov explains that one should choose a life of nitzchias. One should not choose a life of this world as an animal which eats to its heart's desire and then is sent to the slaughter to be shechted. A person is created with Ramach Evarim and Shesai Gidin, 248 limbs and 365 sinews. If one is toils in the study of the Torah HaKadosh and performs mitzvahs, he acquires each and every limb and sinew of his body, each and every aver, each and every Shesai Gidin. If not, he is considered like an animal and is called Ofer Odomei Adoma, dirt of man from the ground. Then the Yod Yosef Chai, In the Torah there are many curses. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Daftadi, a curse of a chacham, even when set on a condition, and the condition is not fulfilled, still causes damage. Certainly, if Hashem gives a curse, one would think that it will cause harm. The Zohar explains that all of the curses can actually be brachas. If one follows the Ratzon Hashem, the words of the curses are actually bracha. Pelvic. What does the pasuk mean if he has a desire to eat it? A life without Torah and mitzvahs is not a life. We must choose the everlasting life, the life of Olam Haba. The Torah is teaching us that we need gashmius in order to have the proper ruchnius. If one desires meat, does not mean one should lust over philosophers of meat. Rather, one should eat meat and utilize other items of gashmius in order to further his ruchnius. We have to watch over our physical beings to be strong and healthy to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. One should eat to his koil, his entire desire. He must make sure that by eating his meat, it will bring him to learn Torah and perform mitzvahs. This will nourish his entire being, all of his remach evarim chesai gidin. We talk to be zeicher to do this properly. The ma'isa, the Yehuda Lev Chassman, he is considered, we know, to be from the great of the Musar movement. Before he immersed himself completely in the world of Torah and Musar, he had a business. He sold flour to bakers. That was his business. He would devote a portion of his day to his business, and the remaining time he would spend at the great, the tzaddik of Simcha Zisel Ziv, the altar of Kelm. One day on the way into the yeshiva, the altar called the Yehuda Lev over to the side and pointed to the white powder that covered the sleeve of his jacket. Just pointed. And Chassman took this observation to be a clear, moralistic evaluation. He said, the altar of Ziv is pointing out that the flower is becoming a part of me. If it is already all over my garments, and it is still with me when I leave my store, then it has become too much a part of me. With that, he made a personal decision that changed his life completely. He returned home. He figured out together with his wife the amount of the current assets and how much he needed to outstanding debt and so on. And he sold his business. And Chassman enrolled full-time at the Volozhiner Yeshiva and eventually became the great Rabbi Yehuda Lev Chassman. We can't get stuck in Olam Hazeh if we're walking out with flour on our jackets, on our shirts, on our pants. Too stuck in it. We have to realize and focus what's important. It's Elul. It's a time to start thinking about these things, to try to bring us closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam in preparation for the upcoming Yemei Adin. Have a good Shabbos.